During the day, I work as a professor of neuroscience, but in the evenings, for fun, my daughter and I collaborate on a podcast, The Octopus Wars, which consists of old-style, humorous tales set in Mendoza, wine country, during the 1940s. This turned out to be a fun and educational family project. While working on the podcast, I noticed that my daughter and her friends had many questions, not just about the tales and the magical world of the Octopus Wars, but about world history, science, language, and many other things. I realized that I could teach many things through the funny characters in the story, the funny characters in the world of the Octopus Wars. And that is what led to the present series. As an educator and a father, I have learned that when it comes to teaching, the best form of teaching can occur through a story, preferably a funny story, when the student does not even know that the learning is taking place. I have also learned that in some cases, less is more. The critical thing in teaching, in my experience, is to present the right information in the right amount at the right time. I have learned the hard way that when teaching neuroscience, presenting too much information can be worse at times than presenting no information at all. Too many learning stimuli, too many graphs, images, and figures all presented at once can sometimes overwhelm and discourage the learner, who is there hungry for the next important thing to learn. The right information at the right time serves as a scaffold for future learning, and fun stories keep the student engaged and wanting to learn more. I hope that you have as much fun learning from these podcasts as my family and I have had putting them together. Mendoza was the province of mountains, condors, golden sunlight, jackrabbits, and rows of vineyards, vineyards which, according to Catface Laguna, produced the tastiest grape juice he ever had. Catface Laguna was a waiter who worked at a restaurant called The Penguin. He was a real funny waiter. He liked to talk to his customers and tell them all kinds of stories all of the time. He would tell them stories even when they were trying to chew their food. Playing around as he always did, he once asked a customer who was chewing a big mouthful of spaghetti, "Can you say it?" The customer put down his fork and kindly asked, "Say what?" "No," said Catface Laguna, "not what. Say it." "Pardon me," said the customer. I do not know what you mean. What would you like me to say?" "Can you say it?" repeated Catface Laguna, holding a tray of dishes. Both Catface Laguna and the customer laughed when the customer realized that old Catface just wanted him to say the word it. Catface laughed so hard he almost dropped his tray. "What a funny trick," said the customer. "Say it" simply means to say the word it. Catface Laguna then asked the customer, "But now, please tell me whatever you want. Go ahead, whatever you want." The customer, now understanding Catface Laguna's clever tricks, quickly replied, "Whatever you want." Catface Laguna and the customer laughed again. Catface Laguna served younger customers like Camila and Grono. He told them something funny, but also took the time to teach them something about the world. He once told Camila and Grono, two of his favorite regulars, "While you eat your bread roll, think about how the world is like a big ball. Much of it is covered in water, and these are the oceans. But there are also big pieces of land on the planet. These pieces of land are called the continents. These are the big chunks of land surrounded by water on the globe that is our world. Now, there are 7 continents. North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, and Antarctica, where the penguins live. And this restaurant is called The Penguin. These continents are the big pieces of land on the blue planet. And the planet is blue because of the oceans. The continents house all the countries we know about. The countries look like pork chops on top of a blue mat. Camila noted something. Many of the continents begin with the letter A. You know what, kid? Said Catfish Laguna. I never thought of that. You learn something new every day. And I always learn something every day at the restaurant. Let me see if that is true, if what you say is true, by repeating the names aloud. North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, and Antarctica. Yes, you are right, Camila. Many of the continents begin with the letter A. Catfish Laguna clapped his hands. Now you too can say the continents to me. Easy, said Camila. The continents, Grono and Camila started chuckling. We know the trick. You said, say the continents to me, and so we will say the continents. And everyone laughed and learned something new that day.